or who smarted. Psst. Ahoy, Smarty Pants! As you can probably hear, I'm on a boat in the deep sea in search of one of the most fearsome monsters on Earth.
Arr!
And I've hitched a ride with a bunch of stereotypical pirates.
Yo-ho-ho in a bag of Funyuns. Time to walk the plank, narrator.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That is not the plan. Remember, we're hunting for a monster. Together.
Aye. And there ain't no seaman or monster alive that can take down me and my band of bloodthirsty pirates. Or me name ain't I Patch McShaw.
Well, that's just it. This monster isn't exactly alive, and it just might be able to take down your boat along with you, me, and all your men.
Arr, bite your tongue, narrator.
Oh, I'm biting. I'm biting. Ow. I'm just saying, this is no ordinary sea monster.
We'll see about that. For today, we'll feast on the mighty tiramisu.
Oh, no, Captain Eyepatch. You must have read the script wrong. We're not searching for tiramisu, which is a coffee-flavored Italian dessert. No, we're looking for the force behind a tsunami.
A tsunami, huh?
Yes, a tsunami.
Well, shiver me, timbers. Wouldn't you rather hunt down a tiramisu? I mean, the crew and I was getting excited about eating all that Italian pastry.
Nope. Sorry. Even though their names have a lot of the same letters, a tsunami, spelled T-S-U-N-A-M-I, is not tiramisu. Smarty Pants, do you know what a tsunami is? Is it A, a large underwater reptile? B, a large ocean wave that surfers love to ride? Or C, a series of ocean waves reaching as high as 100 feet or 30 meters, capable of causing massive destruction? If you said C, you're right. In fact, tsunami is a Japanese word meaning harbor wave.
Oh, did you say waves higher than 100 feet?
Yep, that's like 9 elephants stacked on top of each other.
Arr, and we be out here hunting for what causes them?
That's right.
Arr, we're gonna need a bigger boat.
So, Smarty Pants, what causes a tsunami to happen? Where are they most likely to hit? And how can you protect yourself from the massive waves? Get ready for another whiff of science and history on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We've been smarting. Lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Smarty Pants, call out if you've ever been to a beach. Huh, I heard quite a number of you. Now, tell me, what's one thing that makes ocean beaches different than other places to swim? Yep, there's sand there. But many lakes have sandy shores too. What else? Oh, salt water. Yep, for sure, the ocean is salty. But there's also the Great Salt Lake, the Dead Sea, the Caspian Sea, and hundreds of other lakes that also contain salt water. You ready for the answer? The one thing that makes ocean beaches stand apart from everything else is the waves. Great job if you got that, Smarty Pants. And while some lakes, like the Great Lakes, do have waves and tides, like oceans, often their waves are barely noticeable, while ocean waves certainly make a splash. While you always have to be careful in the ocean, and it's always good to be near a lifeguard, most times, the waves can be fun to play or ride in. But occasionally, they can become dangerous.
This is Chet Nickerson with a special weather report. There's a storm out in the ocean that's causing rough surf along the shoreline. If you're thinking of going swimming today, don't. And if you're planning to go to the beach today, stay out of the water, folks. Instead, may I suggest building sandcastles, tossing a frisbee, sunbathing, and eating sandwiches, minus the sand. Yuck! Trusty, back to you!
Of course, if you're an expert surfer, you're probably looking for big waves.
Hang ten, dudes!
But even for experienced or pro surfers, tsunami waves are way too big.
Nope, those are not good vibrations.
Smarty Pants, what do you think causes regular waves to happen? Is it A, wind, B, gravitational forces from the sun and moon, or C, baseball games? The answer is all three, though the waves at baseball games are caused by people moving their arms. Ocean waves come from a combination of wind and gravitational forces from the sun and moon. Now answer me this, true or false? A tsunami happens when the moon's gravitational force on the ocean is extra strong. The answer is false. In fact, the moon and sun do not cause tsunamis. So Smarty Pants, where do they come from?
Arr! That's what we're gonna find out here in the briny deep.
Why, yes, Eyepatch McShaw. The origin of a tsunami lies in the ocean. Smarty Pants, can you guess which ocean has the most tsunamis? Is it the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, the Arctic, or the Southern Ocean? The answer is the Pacific. Great job if you got that, Smarty Pants. While tsunamis can happen in any ocean, about 80% of them occur in a region of the Pacific called the Ring of Fire.
Aye, the Ring of Fire, where water gets so hot, it's set ablazing.
Smarty Pants, is Captain Eyepatch right? Do you know why part of the Pacific Ocean is called the Ring of Fire? Is it because A, the water catches fire? B, it's home to most of the world's volcanoes? Or C, dragons live there?
Arr, I sure remember fighting some fierce dragons in these parts. Where do you think I got all these scars?
Those look like paper cuts?
Hey, equally nasty. Arr!
Sorry, Eyepatch, but the answer is actually B. As you may remember from our episodes on earthquakes and volcanoes, the Ring of Fire along the edge of the Pacific Ocean has 3/4 of all the Earth's volcanoes, over 450 of them.
Whoa.
So, what does this have to do with tsunamis? We are about to find out.
Arr! We at the start of a tsunami?
Looks like it.
Avast ye mateys, danger lurks ahead. All hands on deck! Batten down the hatches! Fire the cannons! Arr, secure the booty, pirate and otherwise! Throw that weatherman overboard!
This is Chet Nickerson reporting! Things are about to get very wet!
Arr, toss him a life ring!
Thanks, I'm okay!
Hoist the Jolly Roger and prepare to meet your doom! So how big is this tsunami creature gonna be?
Smarty Pants, care to take a guess? When tsunamis hit land, most are less than 10 feet high, about the height of one elephant. Though, like we said earlier, some do get as tall as 9 elephants. If that's the case, how big is a tsunami at its source? Is it the height of 15 elephants, the height of 3 elephants, or the height of a Jack Russell Terrier? The answer, surprisingly, is only about a foot or 30 centimeters high, about the size of a small dog. At the source, a tsunami wave is like the water hitting a boat. Barely noticeable. You might have better luck seeing it from the ocean floor.
Prepare the submarine! Arr!
This rickety old ship has a submarine?
Aye, we may be stereotypical pirates, but this is still the 21st century. Prepare to dive! Arr!
Ooh, look at that! There's our source of the tsunami! Smarty Pants, knowing now that we're at the bottom of the ocean, at the Pacific Ocean's Ring of Fire, what do you think are the main causes of tsunamis? Here's a hint. If you said volcanoes, you're right. But if you said earthquakes, you're also right. Underwater volcanoes, earthquakes, and even landslides can cause water to rise and move out quickly, more than 10 times faster than normal waves, at the speed of a jet plane. It's not so noticeable in the deep ocean, But when all that wave energy reaches the shallower waters near the shore, the speed slows down and the height of the water increases, creating massive waves.
And that's when we see the fearsome beast.
Yes, and there's one other tsunami trigger I have yet to mention, one from outer space.
Tsunamis from outer space? Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of run!
Aye, I'll tell you all about it right after this quick break and a word from our sponsors. Now back to Who Smarted? Okay, Smarty Pants, now that we know earthquakes, volcanoes, and landslides under the ocean can cause a tsunami, what other object can trigger a series of massive waves? Here's a hint. It's something from outer space. No, not a UFO. Here, I'll give you a hint. Many scientists believe this object wiped out the dinosaurs.
A bigger dinosaur? From space?
No. Smarty Pants, if you said asteroids and or meteorites, you're right. Even a comet could potentially trigger a tsunami. However, it's so rare that no human has ever seen it happen. Scientists believe an asteroid or meteorite hit the Earth more than 3.5 billion years ago, creating tsunamis that circled the entire planet, wiping out everything in sight. The asteroid that killed the dinosaurs also created a tsunami, one with waves a mile high.
That's a lot of elephants.
Okay, so now you might be wondering, if tsunamis from space aren't very common, how about tsunamis caused by natural disasters? In other words, how often do tsunamis occur? Is it A, every week, B, once a month, or C, twice a year? The answer is C, about twice a year.
Whoa.
And these tsunamis tend to cause damage near the spot where they form. But then there are the bigger ones. These can cause a ton of damage and wipe out whole communities, putting thousands of lives in danger. Thankfully, these only happen about 2 times every 10 years. Compared to all of Earth's natural hazards, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes, tsunamis are actually pretty rare. But when they do happen, it can be absolutely devastating.
Aye, so how can we fight such fearsome beasts?
Obviously, you can't stop a massive amount of water and debris coming at you, but you can stay safe through it all if you act quickly. Fortunately, we now have a warning system in the Pacific Ocean, so if an earthquake or volcanic eruption happens, authorities can be on alert for a tsunami. If you live or are vacationing near the ocean, look for road signs marked Tsunami Hazard Zone and ones that show where to go if a tsunami happens. You might not have to go far. There could be a building or a hill nearby that's high enough. And talk with your family about what you would do if you hear alarms or see signs that a tsunami might strike.
Signs? What signs?
You might experience an earthquake that's longer than 20 seconds or is so strong that you get knocked off your feet. Or you may see an unusually rapid rise or fall of ocean water. Or hear a loud roar from the ocean like that of a train or airplane. If that happens, follow your tsunami plan immediately, even if you don't hear alarms yet. Once you get to a safe place, stay there until you hear that everything is safe. You don't want to leave too early because there might be more than one wave. It's good to be prepared, but again, don't worry too much because tsunamis don't happen very often and they mostly happen in very specific places.
So you're saying we're safe to go then?
Absolutely.
Yo ho ho! Hoist the sails, mateys! We're off to Italy!
Italy? Why Italy?
Now that you're done yapping about tsunamis, I think it's high time we feast on tiramisu! Arr!
Ooh, great idea! I'm in!
Nah, you can join your little friend overboard! Arr!
Ah!
And now trusty narrator has been thrown overboard! We're gonna need a bigger life preserver.
Do you love Who Smarted but don't love all the ads? We get it, but we also need the ads to pay for the show. However, there is a way you can listen to Who Smarted without any ads while still supporting us. Just subscribe to Who Smarted Plus, and for a few bucks a month, you'll get every episode ad-free, plus an extra new episode every week, and monthly bonus content. our annual subscription even comes with a 7-day free trial. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or on our website, whosmarted.com. Just click subscribe. Oh, and teachers, click on educators to get Who Smarted Plus totally free. Thanks for smarting with us. A big shout out to Super Smarty fan Yoshimi in Fallbrook, California. We're so glad you love Who Smarted and listen to it everywhere you go. And since you said your favorite episodes were hurricanes and tornadoes, it made sense for me to give you a shout out on this episode. Hope you liked it and keep on smarting, Smarty Pants. This episode, Tsunamis, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Adam Tex Davis, Max Kamaski, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.